KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have a mostly cloudy sky, partly sunny a little bit, we'll call it, and 66 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 88. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. A monthly survey of business leaders suggests a drop in business conditions, but still indicated the economy will pick up over the next few months in 9 Midwest and Plains states. A report released Tuesday said the Mid-America Business Conditions Index, or BCI, dropped to 56.1 last month from 62.3 in June. The May figure was 55.5. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says it points to solid growth for both manufacturing and non-manufacturing for the second half of 2017. The survey results are compiled into a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests growth in that factor. A score below that suggests decline. A reminder today from Cass County Democratic Party Chair Sherry Telly that the Cass County Democratic Party is holding their 6th annual school supply drive. School supplies collected will be divided among the 3 county school districts to serve those children who are most in need. Supplies can be taken to the Cass County Democratic Party's booth at Atlantic Fest on August the 12th. You can also drop off supplies at the Democratic Party Chair Sherry Telly's home, which is located at 10 East 13th Street in Atlantic, until the start of the school year, August 23rd. Supplies needed include everything from backpacks to pencils to pens, notebooks, and personal supplies like facial tissue. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says he got an earful during his town hall meetings over the last weekend from plenty of Iowans who are upset about the nation's health care situation. Grassley, a Republican, says he's upset too because his party controls both chambers of Congress and the White House, but they can't seem to find a solution to this important issue.
It's going to be difficult for me to answer because all weekend in Iowa, I got, well, what's next, you know? And I had to tell people, I'm embarrassed that we didn't get the job done in the first place, and I'm embarrassed that I can't tell you what we're going to do next.
Republicans have been pushing to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, but those efforts all have fallen short, and Grassley says he's disappointed on a couple of levels.
Disappointed from a standpoint of the collective responsibility of Republicans after 7 years having all sorts of excuses till now when we have the House, Senate, and the presidency, and not being able to deliver.
Grassley says he's perturbed that the repeal and replace process is even necessary, and he faults Democrats for that.
Disappointed from the standpoint of the failure of Obamacare because of the broken promises, like, you know, if you like your doctor, you can keep it. If you like your insurance, you can keep it. Your premiums are going to go down, and everything has been opposite of what they had promised back in 2010.
Grassley said Republicans are supposed to pick up the pieces, and they've been given a mandate by the nation's voters to do so, yet they're failing to deliver. In area news, a traffic stop at around 1:30 this morning in Creston resulted in an arrest. 26-year-old Peter Larson III of Afton was arrested at the intersection of Taylor and Division Streets on the charges of OWI first offense and driving while suspended. Larson was being held in the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Officials of the Harlan Police Department yesterday reported several arrests dating back to July 21st. On July 31st, 24-year-old Edward James Taylor of Avoca was arrested in the 500 block of Main Street in Harlan. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with driving while revoked and financial liability coverage violation. And 22-year-old Matthew Allen Strong of Harlan was cited for possession of drug paraphernalia. Last Saturday, 43-year-old Lyle James Klein of Harlan was arrested following a call for domestic situation in the 1,000 block of Baldwin. Klein was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with domestic abuse assault. On July 27th, 55-year-old Kurt Grant Whiteley of Harlan was arrested after a call for a possible intoxicated subject in the 900 block of Farnham. Whiteley was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with public intoxication. On July 22nd, 22-year-old Brandon Lee Anderson of Harlan was arrested on a Shelby County warrant. He was transported to the jail. On July 21st, 42-year-old Don M. Neller of Audubon was arrested following a traffic stop in the 600 block of Court Street in Harlan. She was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with public intoxication, along with interference with official acts. And on July the 20th, 54-year-old Brian E. Tice of Carter Lake was cited for driving while suspended in Harlan following a traffic stop in the 1200 block of Chatburn Avenue. Red Oak Police reported yesterday the arrest of 31-year-old Sarah Sue Batten of Red Oak on a valid Montgomery County warrant. She was taken into custody for failure to appear and resisting a court order. Benton was arrested at around 11:20 a.m. in the 800 block of East Washington Avenue. She was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $100 cash bond. And the Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday released a report on recent arrests. Last Friday, July 28th, deputies arrested 68-year-old Stephen Bolts of Council Bluffs for possession of a controlled substance and for being a fugitive from justice. That same day, 32-year-old Joshua McDermott of Omaha was arrested at the Pott County Jail on three warrants for failure to appear in court. On July 27th, 38-year-old Joseph Jack of Malvern was arrested in Mills County on a warrant for violation of probation. And there were three OWI-related arrests last Saturday night. 41-year-old Lee Alfred Miles of Tabor was arrested for OWI second offense. On Sunday afternoon, 36-year-old Kimberly Melancon of Omaha was arrested for OWI first offense, careless driving and having no valid driver's license. And 42-year-old Timothy Runyon of Hastings was arrested for OWI second offense Sunday night. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said also that a Malvern woman reported an incident of burglary in the third degree and theft in the third that happened at a location on Lincoln Avenue. The news was brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Meyer & Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.